Welcome to Rest in God's Word. This practice is from my book, Rest for Your Soul, by Mary Henderson, which you can find on Amazon.com. Rest in God's Word is an exercise to help you practice the presence of God. This practice is designed to be done immediately after you've completed the breath and body practice, which is also included in this list of recordings. Psalm 119, verse 50 says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me." Begin this practice by thinking of a Bible verse that comforts you regarding an issue that troubles you. You might choose the issue you thought of in the breath and body practice. If you just did that one, pause and ask God to show you a verse that will be most helpful for you. Here are some examples. If it's anxiety or fear, Isaiah 41:13 says, "For I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid. I am here to help you." If your issue is sadness, Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." If your issue is anger, Psalm 103:13 says, "Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust." To find a verse that resonates with your particular situation, you might do a Google search for something like Bible verses about whatever your issue is, discouragement, anxiety, etc. So after completing steps 1 to 6 in the breath and body practice, think about the Bible verse you chose in conjunction with a situation that troubles you. For example, if I'm worried about something pertaining to one of my children, and I most felt that in my stomach region, after relaxing that area, I might think of, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight," from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Next, resting in God's presence, think about this Bible verse for a while. Think of the verse phrase by phrase, allowing its truth to sink into your soul. If your mind wanders, gently lead it back to the verse without self-judgment. You might try noticing your breath for a little while to calm and focus your mind. Then gently bring your thoughts back to the verse. The goal is to soothe and calm your heart and mind about the issue. If one phrase in the verse stands out to you, continue to gently turn it over in your mind. You might find yourself talking to God about the truths in the verse and experiencing His comfort. And as you do this, continue to relax the area in your body where you most feel the tension. Whenever you're ready, take a slow, deep breath and gently let it out.